Today is Saturday, the 18th of May, 2024, and we are gathered here today for the 132nd session of Mindfulness for Beginners in English, conducted by Nisaran Vanaya, Forest Monastery. And I would like to warmly welcome Venerable Homagama Dhammakusala Thero for the session to guide us. And I'd also like to welcome everyone who's participating via this Zoom link and anyone else who's listening in via Facebook live stream or will be downloading to watch later. So our program will commence as usual with the in-session practice of mindfulness. We will then invite Bhante for a small talk on today's topic. And it will be followed by the question and answer session and any reports presented to us by our listeners. And for this session, I'm inviting now Venerable Bhante to start our in-session mindfulness practice. Over to you, Bhante.
Thanks, Sonali. Hello, everyone. Since we have some time to practice, we'll do a sit-in session for a few minutes, and with that sitting session we can start today's program. Now for this, sit comfortably, adjust your seat, make sure that your posture is balanced. Once you are comfortable, once you are balanced, you can gently close your eyes. Now, before this session, you had various things to do, various activities, things that you had to manage. So those thoughts, memories might appear. We are not going to do anything about them. Just simply be conscious, be aware that these thoughts, memories are coming. Surrounding sounds, various bodily sensations might be also in the mix. We try to continue with this awareness for a few more minutes. Okay, everyone, now you can open your eyes again. So that's our few minutes of mindful sitting for today. With that, Sonali, we can move forward.
Thank you, Bhante. That was a good session. We can move on to the next item in the agenda. That is the talk by Bhante with today's topic, which is Unplug Yourself. I will share the screen for the topic of it. I will invite Bhante Venugopalakrishna to start today's session.
Okay, everyone. Today we have a fresh topic, a new one, a fresh one, and we'll take some time to discuss about this fresh topic. It is about unplugging yourself. And there's very nice quote on the poster. It says that almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a while, including you. That's the idea. That's the topic for today's discussion. Now, when we think about your lifestyles, you may have 1001 things to complete within a day. You do various activities, things, and you are quite busy. And this busyness continues day after day, week after week. That's how our lives are. So if we think about our mental health, if you are concerned about our mental health, then you realize when you continue this way, there is internal pressure or maybe internal stress developing. Sometimes you don't get proper sleep. You need certain hours of sleep, but still you don't get it. You are most of the time you are sleep deprived. And it continues. Today you miss few hours, tomorrow there's some addition to that. So this way it continues. And time to time you get really sick, and maybe for weeks, for days, you can't go back to your usual life pattern. So these things happen because we don't know how to unplug ourselves. We don't know how to shut down ourselves. We don't care about the maintenance of this body and mind. So that's the idea, that's the theme of today's discussion, today's topic. It's about unplugging yourself. Let's say even those various devices, electrical devices, electronic devices, sometimes we just have to unplug it. If you just shut it down for a few minutes, few seconds, then when you restart, they seems to be working again. So these are true to even electrical or mechanical, these machineries as well. When things don't work, we restart, we shut it down for a while. And when you restart, you find it's working again. So that's the same idea. Even us, the humans, we need some maintenance time. We too need to unplug ourselves. That's important. Otherwise, you continue again and again with additional stress day after day. And at the end of the day, you end up getting sick or you end up getting some other difficulty. So these things, it's important for us to understand how to do proper maintenance of this mind and body, how to unplug ourselves properly. These things are important. Usually, without knowing, without awareness, we unplug ourselves. That's one of them. It's sleep. During the sleeping time, we unplug ourselves. That we do. but we don't know the purpose of it. Most of us, we are not conscious of it. But anyway, as a habit, we are doing. If you miss few days worth sleep, then your mind might go crazy. So you can see things like sleep, it helps us to unplug ourselves. But these things happen as a habit. We are not conscious. We don't know the purpose. But anyway, these things happen. Anyway, you sleep few hours per day. You do certain things if you maintain yourself. Even unconsciously, without knowing, without awareness, you do. But the idea about the meditation practice, the idea about mindfulness, it's consciously unplugging yourself. Not because it's a habit, not as a habit, but we do it consciously. We know that we need to unplug ourselves. And consciously, we spend some time doing it. It says that every 1 hour of living, you need 5 minutes of unplugging yourself. 1 hour of living, you need 5 minutes of shutdown time. That's some norm kind of a idea that they are giving. So this way, when we do the meditative practice, it's about unplugging ourselves. Now, even today, during the practice session, we came from different tasks. In Sri Lanka, it's the middle of the day. For you, it might be different. So we came from a rush, maybe. So before going into the session, what did we do? We sat comfortably. We simply be aware that we are sitting. That awareness we continued for few minutes, maybe like 5-10 minutes, we did it. And when you do, you can realize that all the thoughts from the day, they start to rush into you. Sometimes even bodily aches, pains, difficulties, they start to rush into you. Surrounding sounds, various other things you feel. But among all these things, if you simply continue with your consciousness, with your awareness for a few minutes, then that's unplugging yourself. That is the meditation practice that we are recommending. That practice is important for you to, you know, do proper shutdown time or properly unplug yourself from this day-to-day chaos, from this day-to-day struggle. So that's what we are doing. Even after 5-10 minutes of sitting mindfully like this, you realize you feel much better afterwards. Usually you feel sleepy. Sometimes sleepiness appears during these few seconds, few minutes. Sometimes you get tears. Your eyes become get tears. So these things happen. That's basically relaxing in your body. Your body starts to relax. Your mind starts to relax. So that's important. Sometime back, maybe like 150 teachers, they came for a mindfulness program here. Among the gang, there were like a couple of foreigners as
looks like Bhante got disconnected.
Sonali, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now, Bhante. You got disconnected for a moment.
Okay, sorry about that. So here, they came for a program, probably like 150 people, teachers, and among them, there were a couple of foreigners as well. So we introduced the practice and we continued mindful walking and mindful sitting. And during the discussion time, one of the foreigners, a lady, she was speaking and she told us that I felt sleepy during my sitting time.
Apologies. Looks like Banthe is having some connection errors. Banthe, we couldn't hear you again.
Yeah, now we can, right?
Yes.
We'll see how it goes. So these people, they did the mindful walking and sitting for some time. And during the discussion time, one of the foreigners, a lady, she was sharing her experience and she was telling that she felt sleepy during those few minutes of sitting. And she had her own insight into that sleepiness. She was telling that I felt that I am sleep deprived. I don't get enough sleep during my daily life. So this taught me that I should get more sleep. That was her insight into sitting for like 15, 20 minutes. Right? So when you sit, when you unplug yourself like this, even for a few minutes, you start to see how your body and mind is. You start to get insight into it. So that's important. That's important. You simply sit. You don't have to do much. Every day we are saying that meditation is about non-doing rather than doing. So we sit comfortably. We simply be aware for a while. That is unplugging yourself. If you do something, again you are working. Again you are trying. Again you are creating stress. So that's the very idea. Even while mindful walking, although our body walks, we don't have a destination. It's not like usual way of walking. Usually when we walk, we have a destination. We are trying to reach somewhere. We are trying to meet somebody. That's how we go. But during the mindful walking, you select some space, you walk in a comfortable manner. There's no destination for you to reach. Instead, you simply walk and try to appreciate that process, try to be with that process. You don't do much. Instead, simply just embrace the walking. That's all you are going to do. So that is truly unplugging yourself. If you spend few minutes like this, mindful walking, then afterwards, you feel much more energetic. Afterwards, you feel that you have relaxed in your mind and body. So these things are important. This is how we should train ourselves to unplug ourselves during our daily lives. Every day, take some time to do this. Every day, try to sit and just simply be with the sitting. Simply be mindful. Notice the flow. Walk in a comfortable manner, simply be with the walking. Notice the flow. That very practice is important. That is unplugging yourself from this daily turmoil. That is unplugging yourself from this daily stress. So these habits are important in our lives. If we don't know them, then what usually happens is that we end up getting sick. Either in the body or mind, we end up getting sick. No matter how much you earn, no matter how many things you have, you are not happy in your mind. That is true. That's what happens. You have a lot of money, you have a lot of facilities, all the pleasures in the world, but it's still in your mind, you are not happy. Why? You don't know how to properly unplug yourself. You don't know how to relax your mind and body. So that's important. There's this story about Mullah Nasruddin, and he was traveling somewhere and he met this rich man. He too was traveling. He was carrying his stuff, and this rich man was sharing his experience with Nasruddin. He was telling that he had a business and he was earning good money. He had all the luxuries and the money in his life, but still in his mind, this businessman, He felt sad and miserable. So he says to Nasruddin that I am in a search for joy. I am searching for joy. I have all my possessions here. I am traveling with them, trying to find joy in this world. After listening to this story, Nasruddin wait for a while. Then when the man is not looking, he took the man's bag and ran away. So this businessman, he was chasing Nasruddin, trying to catch him and get his bag. But still, he couldn't catch Nasruddin. After running for some distance, Nasruddin looked back and saw that man is not seen. So he kept the bag in the middle of the road and hid somewhere. Then this person, the businessman, he came looking for it and found his bag. Seeing that his bag is there, seeing all the possessions are there, he was really happy, full of joy, dancing. Then seeing this, Nasruddin says to himself, see, the joy was with him all along. The joy was with him all alone. He couldn't find it. He was looking for it in the outside world. He was searching for it in the outside world. So this story works well for our topic as well. We too have the joy inside us. We don't have to look for it. We don't have to search for it. When you stop looking, when you stop searching, this natural bliss appears from within. That is the very idea. As long as you are looking, as long as you are searching, it don't appear. But when you stop looking, when you stop searching, you simply be. You simply be with the sitting. You simply be with the walking. Even daily activities, you can simply be with the activity. And when that happens, naturally, the joy appears from within. Naturally, the bliss arises from within. So that's what happens. Even your daily activities, if you at least have some kind of a mindfulness, then you might realize that while doing these activities, you are thinking in your mind, maybe like the impending task, impending activity, maybe some presentation tomorrow. So although you do this current activity, in your mind you are thinking about something else. In your mind you are creating additional stress. In your mind you are worrying about tomorrow's presentation. So this is how we continue. This is the usual way of our mind. It is always creating stress. Creating stress, thinking about the future, thinking about tomorrow's presentation, thinking about the impending activity. So that's how we function. Although we do the current activity, we are not very much happy with the current activity. We are not very much embracing the current activity. Instead, in our mind, we are thinking about something else. In our mind, we are worrying about something else. So this way, although we work, although we do things, our mind is always creating stress. Our mind is always worrying about something. So this is how we function. This is how we function. We can't do the current activity wholeheartedly because our mind keeps worrying. Our mind keeps thinking about the future. Our mind keeps creating these fears. And imagine for a moment, if you don't have these type of unnecessary activities in your mind, then you'll be fully absorbed in the current activity. It may be a menial activity like brushing your teeth, but still, you are fully absorbed in it. It may be eating your lunch, but still you are fully absorbed in it. So your mind is not divided. Your mind is not split. Instead, you simply embrace the present activity. You simply embrace the current activity. That way of living might be so peaceful. Why? Because your mind is not creating this unnecessary stress because of the impending things, future fears. Instead, whatever the present activity is, you are fully embracing it. You are doing it wholeheartedly. So this way of living, even the daily life, would be so peaceful, would be so blissful. So you have to do the homework, you have to put some effort, you have to do your meditative practice. That way only you can achieve this type of mind. Otherwise, we always have the worrying mind. No amount of complaining will do. That's not gonna work. Some people, they want to get rid of these thoughts. They want to get rid of these worries. They want to get rid of these emotions. But still, they can't do it. Why? Because they haven't trained their mind. The mind doesn't know how to embrace the present moment. The mind doesn't know how to unplug itself. Again and again, it is creating more and more stress. It is creating more and more worrying. It is creating more and more chaos. So that's how most people live. But with the help of this practice, if we know how to unplug ourselves, if we know how to meditate properly, then that very meditation, that very process will allow us to be peaceful in our mind. The joy is already within us. We simply have to let it emerge. That's what we have to do. We don't have to go search for it outside. We don't have to go looking for it outside. Instead, you just simply stop and the joy will arise naturally. The peace will arise naturally. All these doing, they are habitual. We have a lot of doing in us. Maybe bodily, maybe mentally. Various doing processes are there. Some people, they can't even sit still. Difficult. They can't sit still for a while. Even for 5 minutes without moving, can you sit still? Difficult. Why? Because the body is always habitually moving, habitually doing various things due to the thoughts, emotions the person is having. So deeply stuck in that process. But if you get to know meditation, then you realize the thought processes are there, they are habitual, but gradually you can be the observer, you can reduce their energy, you can simply continue with your mindfulness practice. That ability is there, that ability is important. Otherwise, what happens is that again and again, we try, we do various things, but we are not, at the end of the day, we are not peaceful, we are not happy in our mind. So that's why this process is very important. That's why unplugging yourself is very important. You may have a lot of things to do, and you can do them. You have to do them. You have to continue with your life. That's fine. But still, you deserve some peace within. You deserve the happiness that is natural to the human birth that you deserve. For that, you don't have to search somewhere. You don't have to go somewhere. You don't have to find it outside. Instead, simply just be for a while, just unplug for a while. Then you start to realize that the things are much better after a few minutes of practice. Then there is another aspect of the same topic. Now, let's say we are doing various projects. We try to complete various things. We have timelines. We have deadlines. So this way, we do certain things. We have many projects that we want to complete on time. What happens is that sometimes you reach a certain obstacle in these projects, in these things that you want to achieve, certain problems with your family matters, certain issues that you don't see any answers to, right? So when these things come, what we usually do is that we start thinking, we start worrying. 24/7, we try to think about this matter. 24/7, we try to solve this problem. 24/7, we want to get rid of this family problem. So that way we continue. And some people, without resolving, they can't even sleep. They have to resolve this problem. They have to get rid of it. Without that, they can't go to sleep. It won't allow them to sleep. So those type of situations are there. When the problems, issues appear, usually we want to get rid of them as soon as possible. But the same topic, we can apply it to those problems, obstacles as well. When those things come, you don't have to so eagerly, so swiftly solve these things. Instead, what you can do is simply just let it be. It's like unplugging. You are giving your attention to something else. You forget about, or you don't pay attention to this problem for a while. Instead, you go on continuing your other things. So when you do such things, what happens is maybe when you return tomorrow, you see a much bigger picture about this problem. Maybe you see some answer that was hidden to you yesterday. Why? Because you didn't kept pressuring, you didn't keep forcing it. Instead, you simply let it go, you just let it be and returned after a break. So that's also unplugging yourself. Instead of putting so much force, instead of trying to power through, you simply stopped for a while. And when you return fresh, when you return after a couple of days, maybe you see a much bigger picture, and maybe an answer that was hidden to you could appear. Why? Because you simply unplugged yourself. So that skill too is important with our life. Otherwise, what happens is that you are always trying to continue. That urge is there in this mind. Whenever there is a problem, you have to resolve it. Whenever there is this obstacle, you have to get rid of this. Whenever there is some issue with the project, you have to solve it. So this way, we usually function. What is the result? The result is stress. The result is anxiety. The result is loss of energy. It loses a lot of energy because you are struggling. You are trying to power through. But simply, it's not the time. Right? So if you know how to take a break, if you know how to unplug yourself, maybe when you return later, you realize now the situation is much better. Now the situation is much more manageable. Now you see an answer that was hidden to you previously. So these things are important. This skill is vital. You have to develop that skill. The mindfulness, the practice will allow you to develop those additional skills, even dealing with your daily life, dealing with your problems, dealing with your difficulties. We don't have a rush. Instead, just live with the problem. Can you continue with the problem? Can you accept the problem and let it be? I am not saying let it go. Let it go, it feels like intentional. that you can't do. Letting go is a natural process. It happens as a result of the practice. Intentionally, you can't do letting go. Letting go happens as a result of the practice. What we can do is that we can let it be. Let the problem be for a couple of days and see what happens. Let this illness in your body be for a while and see what happens. Let the project be for a while and see what happens when you return. So that ability is important. That patience is important. Most of us, we don't have that patience. We want to resolve this here and now. We can't continue with it even for a few hours. That's not possible. But if you know how to unplug yourself, if you know how to redirect your attention to something else, if you know how to take a break, then when you return, things won't be so bad. Things won't be so bad, and you can simply find new solutions. You can simply find new ways. So that's the idea. Even in your daily life, if you know how to unplug yourself for a while, then when you return, things won't be so bad. And you won't be wasting so much energy trying to complete those things according to the deadlines, trying to complete those things today, trying to get rid of these problems. So the wasting energy. And so simply, you know that when you return after a break, these things will look different. That ability to take a break is important. The ability to let it be is important. Let it be a problem, you just have to let it be for a while. It may be an illness in your body, just let it be for a while. It may be some difficulty with your family matters, let it be for a while. And when you let it be, after some time you realize now the body is healing. Now that problem has disappeared. Or maybe you see some new ways of dealing with this thing, right? So that's the very topic that we are discussing. Taking a break, unplugging yourself, and when you return, almost everything works, right? So that's the very idea. I think you got the meaning of the today's topic. And with that, we are going to end the discussion. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Bhante. Next, we have the Q&A session and the report. I will invite Lilanga to the session. But before that, I will go through the beginner's guide just so that everyone can see my screen. I will go through the guide for you. So we have... Nisan Wane has produced some videos to help us for someone who's starting new, or if anyone asks you, you can share this with you. If you need a refresher, you can have a look at this. There are two videos. The links are here, and I will share all this information in the chat in a little while. It's a mindful walking video and a mindful sitting video. Once you have watched these videos, set aside some time and start your own practice. And slowly, we would like you to build your way up to 2 hours of the practice. And once you have your own experience, we would like to hear from you about your own practice, write it in a reflection report and send it to us. And we will present it to Bhante for his feedback on it. And this will be your own experience of the mindful walking or mindful sitting. And the way you felt while you're doing it. So once you send it to us, we will get guidance from Bhante. We will have a report read to us in a little while, so you can see what the format of the report looks like as well. You can send it to us via the Google form, or the link is here, and the email, which is beginnersnv@gmail.com. You can also listen to any of these sessions later on, or if anyone requests a session. The sessions are all recorded on this link, which I will also provide you in the chat in a little while. I will now invite Linanga to start the Q&A session and reports.
Venerable Bhante, I just request your permission to submit the reports. So we have received one report today, which I'm going to read now. Mindful walking / climbing. Walked on gravel road first, followed by 0.5 kilometer of steps up to ancient caves. Was not mindful at all at the beginning of the climb, but as time progressed, naturally the attention shifted to feet movements. Body tilted forward when pressing down on one foot while lifting the other. Of course, enjoyment arose in mind when seeing the mountain tops and other scenery, but it was interrupted by mindful climbing more and more. Noted the beginning signs of body breaking into a sweat. Heat felt on skin, back of neck and forehead. Continue to climb more mindfully. Realized that going down needs much more attention, focus and care, as it was difficult to take in the scenery while coming down. In case of a misstep resulting in a fall, activity lasted 1 hour and 10 minutes. Mindful sitting. Sat on the cushion in a comfortable position. Noted the pressure points, warm and less warm parts of body. Breath noticed around the nostrils. In and out breaths roughly equal in length. Body felt still and light. Subtle breath noted. Thoughts arose and passed. Pressure felt in lower body. Breath noted lightly again around nostrils. Mind observed the breath for a while. Ringing sound in ear noticed. Became sleepy but was not feeling tired. Body felt a bit heavy and floppy. Subtle breath noticed. Mind calmer. Sat for 1 hour. Mindful during the day. Mindfulness during the day. Observe the negative bias of the human mind for 10 days so far in Sri Lanka. Old habit of joining in with negative or complaining conversations has not taken place much. Mindfulness arose just in time to show what was taking place. Very much like seeing behind the film to the blank screen. Received few quizzical looks from some because there was no interest in complaining. Awareness seemed to have naturally repelled the pollution of idle chatter, including what is wrong with the country, its rulers, its weather, and anything else that is a trend. When doing various worldly activities, which were not the usual routine, it was easier to recognize lack of mindfulness because the mindfulness has arisen by then. When having had some interactions with others, observe the unskillful nature of these as if watching the scene from above. This helped to release the pressure building in mind and to return to cordial and more helpful behavior. Mindfulness practice is working. That much is experienced, whether at home, away, or at work. Also, it feels like an ongoing journey without the end, or you have arrived. Sign in sight. Precious anxiousness of wanting to get to an end goal quicker is reduced, even though it still arises in mind from time to time. Dear Bhante, look forward to your valuable feedback. Much merits to you and other organizers. Teruvan Saranai. It is the end of the report.
Okay, thank you for sharing your experience. Now, if I start with the hike. Now, in your report, it's like the mind is split. One side, it wants to enjoy the scenery, enjoy the surrounding scenery, enjoy the animals, right? So that's one side of the mind. Then the other side is mindful, feeling the steps, feeling the body. That side is also there. So usually the practitioner, his mind is split. His mind is divided between these two extremes. The non-practitioners, they're simply in the enjoyment extreme. That's how it is. It could be happiness or it could be sadness, but that extreme is the same. Right? Time to time they are happy, time to time they are sad. But the mindfulness practitioner, they have this other side of them, other part, or the split, divided mind, trying to be mindful while a part of your mind is trying to enjoy the hike, right? So what we suggest is trying to find a balance between these two. If you simply try to be mindful, always focusing on the step, then there's no point in going on a hike. You won't see the beautiful scenery. You won't enjoy it, right? You're simply absorbed in your body. Then the other extreme is getting lost in the surrounding things and forgetting yourself. So these two ends, you have to find a proper balance. There's this nice Zen story telling the same idea. A boy, he was looking for a sage who is popular in the country, and he went to the sage. It was a huge mansion and a lot of people were there, a lot of beautiful things to see, music, food. So everything was there. So he was among this crowd. And when he got his turn, he asked this sage, "What is the secret of happiness?" Then the sage told him, "I'm busy at the moment. Go see the mansion. Spend some time. When you return, I'll tell you the answer." And before the boy left, he gave him a spoon full of oil and told him not to drop, not to spill any oil from this spoon while he's seeing the mansion. So this boy, he was very concerned about the spoon and he was very mindful, trying not to drop even a little bit, and went around the mansion, came back, and this sage asked him, then the boy gave him the spoon, saying, "Here's your spoon full of oil. I didn't drop it. I didn't spill it." Then this sage asked him, "How was the mansion? Did you see the garden? Did you see the animals there?" Then the boy says, "I couldn't see. I didn't see them because I was fully focused on the spoon at hand, the spoon full of oil." Then he gave the spoon back and told the boy, "Okay, go again. This time, see the mansion, enjoy the garden. Come back in few hours and I'll tell you." Then the boy went again. This time he really enjoyed his trip. He went to the garden, absorbed the beauty there, covered everything. And when he returned, the sage asked him, "Where's the spoon?" "No, not even the oil. There's even the spoon is missing." Right? Why? Because he totally enjoyed his trip. Got lost in the scenery. So the sage told him, "The secret of happiness, you can enjoy the world, but don't forget the spoon full of oil in your hand. That's the secret. That balance, if you can find, then you'll find the happiness that you're looking for. That was the advice given by the sage. You can enjoy the world, but you shouldn't be forgetting yourself. That's the very idea. So even going on a hike, you can try this. You can try this. If you are fully absorbed into you, then you can't enjoy the hike. There's no point in going. Then if you are totally lost, then you forget yourself. Right? So if you know how to enjoy the world without forgetting yourself, that very balance is the secret of happiness. So you have to find that balance even in mindfulness. The beginners, they try to be fully absorbed into the body. They try to forget the surrounding and try to be fully absorbed. The non-practitioners, they are fully absorbed in the surrounding. They don't know what's happening inside them. They forget themselves and get absorbed in the surrounding. But the practitioner, they have to find the proper balance between these two. You are enjoying the journey without forgetting yourself. That very balance you have to find. Try and see. There's a learning curve on this. So you have to continue practicing. And when you continue, you find the proper balance that is unique to you. Okay, so that's the idea about the first thing. Then, negatively biased. Right, so that one also, another important aspect of the practice. Usually most people are negatively biased. They always talk about the problems. Let it be country's problems, let it be their health problems, let it be their family problems. That's their world. Always talking about the health. Always talking about the family problems. Always talking about the problems of the country. So this is how they live their life. Right? So you can really see they are negatively biased. Unfortunate. But what to do? They always think about these things. It becomes a part of their identity. Without that illness, they feel like a part of them is missing. Without that family problem, they feel like a part of them is missing. Right? So that's how they identify themselves. Me, this sickness is part of me. Right? So identified with the sickness. And again, they create negative energy, feeding that very process. Negativity again and again, feeding themselves. And sometimes, whatever they do, even before doing, they say, this is not going to work. Why? Because I'm doing. Whatever I do, it doesn't work. Right? So that attitude is there, negatively biased. And all the problems, the situation of the country also feeding this negativity. Right? So it's not going to work for them. It's not going to work for them. They always complain. Whether it is sunny, they complain about the heat. Now it's raining, they complain about the wetness. Right? So that's how it is. That's how it is. And let's say somebody, maybe somebody, he is somewhat positive in his life. And as the partner, this person gets that negatively biased partner. Right? So initially they think that cheerful person will do the magic, create some change in this negatively biased person. But eventually what happens is that even the cheerful person, he was dragged down with that negativity, right? So really important, your family members, the choices you make as friends or the time you spend with them, you have to be conscious Otherwise, this negativity, it is, you know, infectious, right? You spend more and more time with them. Without even knowing, you become negatively biased. That's a real danger, right? I'm not saying there aren't any problems in this world. So many problems are there, so many issues are there. But you should know how to pay attention to the positive side of it. Otherwise, it won't gonna end. Always there'll be problems. Always there'll be issues. So whole lifetime, you can spend complaining. What's the point? But in this attitude, what we do is that we know that there are problems. We know that there are issues. But we value our energy and we spend it in a different way. Instead of complaining, we spend our energy in a productive way. That's important. So that's why even your friends, partners, family members, you have to be careful if they are too negatively biased. You spend so much time with them and you too end up in the same situation, right? Usually the negative people, they drag the other person down. I'm not talking about some simple negativity. Some people are there, their entire life is negativity. Their entire life is rotating around complaining, right? So that type of a friend, if you spend so much time with them, then maybe within few months, within few years, you realize you too are negatively biased, right? So that consciousness is important. And if you do this mindfulness practice, then you realize some kind of immunity happens in your mind. Although there are negativity in the outside world, you are not so much affected, right? So that experience is there in your writing. Right? They want you to join in with the discussion, with the complaining. But instead, your mind is somewhat immune for this negativity. So that's good. That's good. That change is good. Even if your mind is properly trained, when your mind is properly trained and when your mind is with proper immunity, then you realize spending time with even the negative people, it won't matter that much because now your mind is trained. It won't absorb that negativity, right? If your mind is not trained, then without even knowing, you too get dragged into it, right? So with the practice, it will change. With the practice, you can even deal with negatively biased people because you are immune. You know how to protect yourself. You have that strength, right? With that strength, of course, you can deal when necessary. But without knowing, without awareness, if you go and deal with them, if you spend so much time with them, then you too end up the same negatively biased group you too will end up, right? So that consciousness is important, that awareness is important. And going forward, when your mind is more trained, when your mind is more immune, then you can even try spend some time and see how it is impacting you, how it is affecting you. So those abilities will come. For a start, this is good that you realize that the others are negatively biased, but you are not getting dragged into it. That realization is important.
Thank you so much, Bhante, for the valuable explanation. So there are no more reports submitted for today. Is that okay if you open the session to questions or any comments from the audience? So anyone having any questions or any comments, can you please show your Zoom hand so that we can unmute your mic. So this is a great opportunity for you to ask any questions. comments about your practice or anything you want to clarify about the Dhamma talk the Venerable Thero presented?
Nilanga, seems like no questions, so we can end today's session.
Okay, Bhante, so I will hand over back to Sonali.
Thank you, Nilanga. Yeah, it doesn't look like anyone's got questions, but you're all welcome to write your questions in to us, or we can present it next week, or email it to us. So we're coming to the end of the session now, and on behalf of the organizers, I would like to thank Venerable Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero for his continued guidance to our session, and also the Chief Abbot of Nisaranawane who initiated this program, Venerable Bhante Udeyriya Gama Dhammajiva Mahathero. And may these merits help them improve their own practice. And thank you to all the organizers who are behind the scene making sure that this program runs smoothly. And thank you to everyone who participated today via our Zoom session, Facebook, and those who will be live streaming or who will be downloading to watch later. So I hope you all have a happy and mindful week ahead. And I will stop the recording and end the session now.